Sounds English by J.D. O'Connor and Claire Fletcher. Published and copyright, Longman Group UK Limited, 1989. Cassette 3. Unit 24. A. Hand. E. Egg. Task 1. Distinguish between A and E. 1-1. Listen.
Had. Head. Bag. Beg. Land. Lend. Can. Ken. Pan. Pen. Mat. Met. Pack. Peck. Marry, merry. Pat, pet. Cattle, kettle.
1-2. Listen to these words. Write the words you hear. 1.
Had.
2.
Beg.
3.
Lend.
4.
Can.
5.
Pan.
6.
Met.
7.
Peck.
8.
Marry.
9.
Pat.
10.
Kettle.
11.
Head.
12.
Pack.
1-3. Listen to these sentences. For each one, write the word you hear. 1.
You have been using my pen, haven't you?
2.
He lost his bat.
3.
I can see a bend ahead.
4.
We heard the cattle from a long way away.
Unit 24, Task 2. Say, A. 2-1. Listen to this telephone conversation. Notice the telephonist's polite, rising intonation.
Cavendish Manufacturing Company, can I help you?
I'd like to speak to the Managing Director, please.
The Managing Director? That's Anna Cavendish. I'll put you through.
2-2-A. Listen to the names on the notice board on page 94.
Cavendish Manufacturing Company. Managing Director, Anna Cavendish. Marketing Manager, Barry Jackson. Development Manager, Andrew Maxwell. Architect, Pamela Andrews.
Unit 24, Task 3. Say, E. 3-1. Listen.
Only 10% of Kensington Express readers take regular exercise. In a recent survey, readers answered questions about diet and exercise. 10% felt that they were healthy or very healthy. 70% said that exercise is important for good health. But only 10% took regular exercise, twice a week or more. 20% said that they felt they got enough exercise. The rest admitted that they should take more exercise.
3-2-A. Listen to people asking and answering questions. Notice the intonation. The voice rises in the questions and falls in the answers.
Do you feel you are healthy?
Yes, I do. I lead a very healthy life.
Do you think exercise is important for good health?
No, I don't. Too much exercise can be dangerous.
Unit 24, Task 4. Say A and E. 4A. Listen to this conversation about a car accident.
I'm a reporter from the Hendon Standard. Were you present when the accident happened?
Yes, I was standing at the end of Elm Avenue, by the park.
What happened?
There was a red van travelling west, and several cars and vans behind it.
Was the red van going fast?
No. The driver kept glancing at a map on his lap. Then a black taxi started to pass the red van.
Was that the cause of the accident?
It wasn't the taxi that caused the accident. It was the red van. The van driver suddenly turned and crashed into the taxi.
What happened then?
The taxi smashed into a lamppost. The taxi driver wasn't badly hurt, but he was very angry.